And the pitch. Missed low with a breaking ball. 3-2 the count. You know, it's unfortunate for Brian. Here's a guy that's been struggling to throw strikes in the first place. And he probably feels like he's delivered two different strike threes in this at-bat and hasn't gotten the call either time. 3-2 pitch. Fly ball into left center. Going out is Ortiz. He's going to give way to Churio now, who will make the catch in shallow left center for the first out of the inning. So Hudson, it really feels like, got Elliot Ramos out three times in that at-bat. And now here's Lamont Wade Jr.
All's well that ends well, I suppose.
Yeah. Good for Brian Hudson. That showed some focus and some toughness to get through that AB. Wade is 0-2 tonight with a walk and an RBI. And he takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Well, nothing goes with baseball like a Usinger brat. Perfect meal for a ball game, especially when served with your favorite award-winning Pine River cheese spread. This is a ball launched into right center field. Going to be a long run for Mitch. Oh, Mitchell made the catch on the warning track in right center. Oh, Garrett Mitchell showing some major range, running that one down for the second out. That ball was crushed to one of the deepest parts of this park. And that was a lot of real estate that Garrett Mitchell had to cover. Two down for Patrick Bailey. You know what Garrett Mitchell should get? The pitch is outside, 1-0. He should get some delicious Cedar Crest ice cream or custard for that. Always a hit. Except for when Garrett runs one down and takes a hit away from him. One ball and no strikes here on Patrick Bailey. Hudson brings home the pitch, and that's in there for a strike. It's 1-1. 4-0 San Francisco, bottom of the eighth. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. That was the sweeper from Hudson. All the runs for the Giants came in one inning. That bottom of the sixth, a couple of errors in there by the crew. 1-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out, and that was a much better inning out of Brian Hudson. He'll feel good about the way he threw the ball in the bottom of the eighth. We go to the ninth. Last chance for the crew. They trail 4-0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
There's a winning magic powering up at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. This April, prepare for an exciting quest to $300,000 in the Enchanted Spins slot tournament. Just conjure your rewards card and play slots to earn drawing entries. Each Thursday, 60 winners will compete for thousands in cash and prizes. Let your journey begin with Enchanted Spins. Only at Pottawatomie. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
We'll take some more of that.
Smollett.
Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
It is a 4-0 Giants lead, and Ryan Walker, their closer, who was installed in the closer spot last year in August, takes over on the mound. Last time he was on the mound was Sunday against the Angels, and the Angels walked off the Giants. He gave up a three-run lead and gave up four runs in that ninth inning. Let's keep that trend going here tonight. Reese Hoskins leads off against him. And now time is called as Brian Walsh came out from behind home plate for a moment. Now we're ready to resume. Walker brings home the first pitch to Hoskins. It's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. He worked just a third of an inning, gave up three hits, a walk, and gave up four runs. It was a walk-off double from Joe Adell. The pitch is low, and it's 1-1. That was the first time he'd given up a run since opening day for Ryan Walker, so he'd been really good up until then. 1-1 pitch, that missed inside. Hoskins able to check in time, and it goes to two balls and one strike. I always feel like when a guy has a tough outing like Walker did on Sunday, it's in the back of your mind a little bit. You want to get it out of your taste buds, if you will. Here's a ground ball up the middle and into center field for a base hit. And Hoskins will reach to lead off this ninth. And to finish that point, you want to get that first man on and get the wheels turning again and get that doubt to creep in a little bit for the closer. It'll be Benny Capra to come off the bench and run here for Hoskins. So Capra will run. And now here's Garrett Mitchell. So a lot of work to do. Brewers need base runners right now. Trailing 4-0. Remember, the Brewers gave up a four-run lead in Arizona last road trip. They'd love to make one up here if they could. Mitchell singled in his last at-bat. Walker brings home the first pitch, and it's on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Walker debuted back in 2023. The 0-1 to Mitchell is fouled back our way and out of play. 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The 0-2 pitch to Mitchell is outside, and it's 1-2. 4-0 Giants here in San Francisco, top of the ninth inning. One on, nobody out for the Crew. Capra gets his lead at first. Walker's 1-2 pitch is a called third strike. Fastball nailed the inside corner. And Mitchell strikes out. And there's one away. And now Jake Bowers will pinch hit for Joey Ortiz. With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you here tonight. A Giants win would mean that San Francisco would at least split this series. The Brewers would need a win tomorrow afternoon to earn a split before they head off to St. Louis. Brewers trying to make the Giants work for it here in the ninth inning, though. Leadoff man aboard, but now one away for Bowers, who homered last night. Walker brings home the first pitch and a swing and a miss. Swung over the top of a slider. It's 0-1. Caleb Durbin in the on-deck circle. Oh, 1. That missed inside. One ball and one strike.
If you want to know what Ryan Walker's motion looks like, picture a right-handed version of Jared Keenan.
I was just going to say the same thing. Right when you said that, I thought he looks like Koenig from the right side. Cross body delivery.
Yep.
Pitch missed up and away with a sinker. That is a good call, Josh. 2-1.
Well, you too.
Very similar. Very, very similar. Just hides the baseball from you until the last second. 2-1. That caught. Oh, that's a wide strike from Brian Walsh. He has called that a strike tonight. In fairness to him, he has called that a strike to left-handed hitters for most of the night tonight. It's 2-2. At first, one away. Brewers just need base runners right now. Walker
Walker.
Set below the belt, the 2-2. And that missed outside. That was a tough one to take for Bowers because that is really close to a strike for Brian Walsh's strike zone to lefties. Very similar to the pitch before, even though it was a different type of pitch. Here's the 3-2, and it is lined back up the middle and into right center field. Capra will go first to third, and Jake Bowers delivers a base hit, and the Brewers have runners on the corners and one away for Caleb Durbin, and now the tying run in the on-deck circle for the Crew. So Jake Bowers picks up where he left off last night, a very good swing and a great at-bat. And the Brewers have something cooking here in the ninth, making Walker work for it for sure. First offering to Durbin is a swing, and it's a ground ball but foul off of his foot. And it's 0-1. Got a sinker up and in, and he chopped it right down into that front foot. Durbin is 1-for-3 tonight. A one. That missed outside. That was a pretty good pitch. And right now, the folks in San Francisco barking a little bit at Brian Walsh, wanting to know where that missed. There goes the runner. 1-1 pitch. It hit him. It hit him, and the Brewers will get the tying run to the plate in the form of Bryce Turang. Durbin will reach. He was hit by the pitch. Brewers have him loaded with one out. And one of their best and hottest hitters coming to the plate in Bryce Turang. And again, just to revisit, Josh, if you're Ryan Walker, you got walked off on Sunday the last time you were on the mound, and now you got a mess on your hands again in the ninth here tonight. And there is just almost no way it can't be in the back of your mind as you're on the mound.
And I think the more guys get on base, it's in the front of your mind.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to give up the Hoskins single, but then Bowers gets a hit. Now you hit Caleb Durbin, and those flashbacks start to get real.
And now you got to deal with the top of the order. A Potawatomi Sportsbook trip to the mound by J.P. Martinez, the pitching coach for San Francisco, to talk things over with Ryan Walker as Camilo Duvall is getting loose in the San Francisco bullpen. Walker, first pitch brought home, and it is fouled out of play third base side, and it's 0-1. That was the sinker. Low outside quadrant. That's a pitch that Bryce sends into left field a lot. One pitch. That is down and in with a slider. It's one ball and one strike. I would guess that the Giants won't let Walker go much longer. If he doesn't take care of Turang, we're going to see Duvall. The 1-1. And that is lifted foul and out of play down the left field line. It goes to 1-2 on Bryce. Turang will use his timeout. Little drama in the ninth inning here in San Francisco. Walker's 1-2 pitch. That is low, and it's two balls and two strikes. Brewers have not been shut out all season long, and they're trying to continue that at the very least here tonight. Bryce 2-for-4 tonight, a pair of singles. He has 6 hits in the series. Walker's 2-2 pitch. That is a fly ball down the left field line. Ramos is back on it. It is over his head and hits the warning track and bounces into the tunnel. It is a ground rule double for Turang, and the Brewers have 2 on the board, and they've got the tying run in scoring position with just 1 away, and Cherio coming to the plate. Durbin has to stop at third. That pushed Ramos back. He couldn't get to it. It hit off the warning track and bounced over the wall. It is a ground rule double for Turang, who delivers with his 3rd hit of the night and his 7th hit in the last 2 nights, and it's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. 4-2 Giants. Doval coming in to face Churio on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
You've taught them, trained them, taken every precaution. But sometimes, despite your best efforts, someone gets hurt on the job. Because they're not perfect. They're people, and they're your people. At least you can keep them happy, healthy, and working with a workers' compensation policy from West Bend. It's how to give every problem a silver lining. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Members of Liuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. L-I-U-N-A, Wisconsin.org.
So Bryce Terang comes through with the double over the head of Ramos that bounces on the warning track and out of play. And now the Brewers have runners at second and third and one away. And Camilo Duvall, who didn't have a lot of time to get himself ready to go, is taking over here in the ninth inning for their closer, Ryan Walker, who for the second consecutive game has struggled mightily. And now you got Churio and Yelich scheduled to hit here against Duvall, who's making his 12th appearance of the year, 2.61 ERA. Duvall worked on Monday night and closed, and worked a 1-2-3 inning on Monday night. So here's Churio. Duvall brings home the first pitch, and a swing and a miss at a slider down and away, and it's 0-1. Jackson very much in swing mode, and Duvall knew it and gave him a slider down and away. A one pitch swung on and fouled back. And out of play, it's 0-2. That was a slider for a strike at the top of the zone. No balls and two strikes. Durbin at third. Terang at second. Very good speed for the Brewers. Crowd getting loud here at Oracle. Two runs in for the crew. A 4-2 Giants lead. By the way, $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining, for that double by Terang. That was the first extra base hit of this game, and it came here in the top of the ninth inning. And now we have a pitch com issue for Camilo Duvall. So Alan Porter is in there. Patrick Bailey trying to get things figured out as well. Brewers have Trevor McGill getting loose in their bullpen. McGill hoping he's coming in to collect a save. He's hoping Jackson or Christian can get into one. Wind is blowing out to left center. Duvall looks in. The 0-2 pitch to Churio is a swing and a miss. He got three sliders. He swung at all of them, and he strikes out on three pitches. So now two down, and here's Christian Yelich. Yelich 0-for-3 tonight. Hit the grand slam last night to center. Duvall brings home the pitch, and Yelich took a strike. Pretty good pitch. Cut fastball at the very top of the zone. And it's 0-1 on Christian. Base hit, could score two and tie the game. 0-1 is a ground ball to second base. Couple of hops out to Koss. Fields it and throws to first in time. The Giants survive. Brewers made it interesting in the ninth. Terang had a two-run ground rule double. But the Giants hold on and win this one 4-2 here tonight in San Francisco. We're back to tell you all about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Built for Us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and the Wisconsin Dental Association. And Josh, Brewers made it interesting in the ninth, but they come up short.
Yeah, this was a game that was decided in one half inning, the bottom of the sixth, when San Francisco scored all four of its runs, and they hold on and win it 4-2. Logan Webb, 6 1/3 scoreless. The Giants ace gets his third win of the year. He's 3-1. Freddie Peralta, who had shut out San Francisco through five, unfortunately gives up three of those four runs in the sixth and falls to 2-2 on the season. Camilo Doval cleaned it up, and he got a very well-deserved fourth save of the year. Came in with the tying runs on base, second and third, and he got Chorio and Yelich to finish off the victory. Time of the game, 2 hours, 34 minutes in front of 29,049 on a chilly night by the bay. San Francisco has won two of the first three in the series. The Brewers will try to get a four-game split, and they've got Tobias Myers getting set to make his season debut tomorrow. Lane's got all the details right after this. 4-2 again, the final here on the Brewers Radio Network.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Grab your spot for Brewers action with a mini ticket plan on sale now. Score a 6-pack or a 12-pack of tickets featuring big savings of up to 25% off the single game rate, plus great seats. Get yours now at brewers.com/ticket finder. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Saving money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern, save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
chips that you like are not on sale this week, so we're going to have to skip those. Sorry, bud.
Aww.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Plant.
I'm Phil.
At Woodmans, you don't need a flyer to find hot, hot deals.
With our everyday low prices and huge selection, you can find anything you're looking for.
And still save big time on your whole grocery bill.
So I can get the groceries I want and save money? Looks like your chips are back on the list.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Guys?
Savings.
Truck drivers, are you tired of an outdated truck hurting your paychecks? At Schneider, we add new trucks to our fleet every year to keep drivers moving and racking up the miles. Our easy-to-use technology is designed to keep you safe and comfortable while also boosting your income potential. So, are you ready to get behind the wheel of a more reliable ride? Find jobs near you and apply now at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Four!
You've got to work on that swing, Jack.
Well, I get time now that the business is running efficiently.
Oh, yeah? How'd you make that happen?
SVA. They showed me how to analyze my financial statements to increase revenue and profit margins and control expenses. The value of the business has never been higher. And now I've got more time to work on my golf game.
Nice. Maybe make time for lessons, too.
At SVA Certified Public Accountants, we pride ourselves in providing business owners with measurable results. Visit SVA.com/golf to learn more.
Well, that's going to do it for the game broadcast here tonight. Brewers made it interesting in the ninth, but they come up short. We'll be back with you tomorrow for the finale of this series. Brewers trying to earn a split. On Deck Show, built by Menards, will get underway at 2:10 Central. The game to follow at 2:45. Brewers and the Giants. It'll be Tobias Myers making his 2025 debut against Landon Roop for San Francisco. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned for Josh Maurer and the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Again, the final score tonight, Giants 4 and the Brewers 2. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
There's a winning magic powering up at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. This April, prepare for an exciting quest to $300,000 in the Enchanted Spins slot tournament. Just conjure your rewards card and play slots to earn drawing entries. Each Thursday, 60 winners will compete for thousands in cash and prizes. Let your journey begin with Enchanted Spins, only at Potawatomi. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So, next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or a Starburst. Using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score any time during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars, or glazers, or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Game that was decided really by just one half inning. San Francisco's four-run sixth, and they hold on despite a furious ninth inning rally by the Crew. 4-2, San Fran has taken two of the first three games of the series at Oracle Park. Welcome into the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. I'm Josh Maurer. Don't forget to reserve your seat at Potawatomi to watch every pick happening in Green Bay the next 3 days. Draft starts tomorrow. Then Friday and Saturday, you can enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. We'll get to the scoreboard. The Cubs finish out their two-game series with the Dodgers in thrilling fashion in the Central earlier today. That's coming up. Later highlights. And we'll preview the Tobias Myers return to the mound. That's tomorrow. That's all coming up here in our post-game coverage. The next Brewers homestand is brought to you by Visit Milwaukee. It begins after this 10-game road trip, Friday the 2nd against the Cubs. Make it a double play in Milwaukee. Catch a Brewers game and then check out the Milwaukee Film Festival running through May 8th. Learn more at visitmilwaukee.org. Handcrafted, homegrown, world class. The Cubs end up winning 7-6. So they sweep the two-game series against the Dodgers at Wrigley, scoring three runs in the fourth, four in the fifth, and then holding on. A couple of thrilling one-run wins. Cubs are now 5-1 on their homestand, and they're off tomorrow. They take a season-high two-and-a-half-game lead over the Brewers in the Central Division. Brewers are heading to St. Louis after tomorrow's game, and they are going to take on a reeling Cardinals team that just finished a 1-6 road trip today. They lose a rubber match in Atlanta 4-1. The game was tied at one in the bottom of the eighth when Atlanta's Eli White hit the game-winning three-run home run. So the Braves win that series. They're 5-1 on their homestand. The Cardinals 1-6 on a road trip through the Mets and the Braves. They're 2-11 in road games this year, but 8-4 in home games, and that's where the Brewers are going to play them. Reds salvage a game against the Marlins 5-2 behind Brady Singer. They end a road trip 3-3. And that gets Terry Francona's team to 12-13 on the season before they come home to take on the Rockies Friday. Brewers fall here 4-2. More scores when we come back on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Net.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring and Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Giants win 4-2. Exciting game here tonight. Brewers will have to win tomorrow afternoon to get the series split at Oracle Park. It's time now for the home run distance recap. The longest home run this season for a member of the Brewers came at Colorado. Christian Yelich, 465 estimated feet. That home run distance is brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Back to the scoreboard we go. The New York Mets have taken over the best record in the major leagues. They completed a three-game sweep of the Phillies in 10 innings this afternoon, 4-3. Starling Marte had the walk-off hit. The Mets just went 7-0 on a homestand against the Cardinals and the Phillies. They're 18-7, and they have the best record in the majors by themselves thanks to that Dodgers loss against the Cubs. the Detroit Tigers. Ever since the Brewers beat them in a series, they've had a great homestand. They just won a series from the Padres, 6-0 this afternoon. They win the rubber match behind Reese Olson, 7 1/3 shutout, 2-hit innings. Detroit is 5-2 since they left American Family Field. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this season, OAW has donated $2,500 to Hunger Task Force. Brewers have hit 25 long balls. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. 4-2 Giants get the win. Highlights are next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
4-2 San Francisco. You are listening to the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. Don't forget to reserve your seat at the Sportsbook to watch every pick that happens in Green Bay the next 3 days. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. Josh Maurer back with you. So the Brewers have dropped two of the first three games of this series. After their dominant win last night, they handed the ball to Freddy Peralta. And boy, he was very good against the Giants ace Logan Webb for 5 innings. But then things changed. The highlights brought to you by Purveya Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Before we begin any kind of treatment, we take the time to listen and understand. Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. It was scoreless. Brewers had chances early against Logan Webb, but they left 5 men on base in the first 2 innings. Jackson Churio struck out, but the bases loaded to end the second. The game ended up still being scoreless all the way into the sixth. Webb had been cruising, but then Contreras got a one-out single in the sixth, first base runner since the second, and Sal Frelick grounded a single through the right side. And I thought one of the underrated plays of the game happened right then. William Contreras trying to go first to third on that Frelick hit got thrown out by the right fielder Mike Yastrzemski. It was a perfect throw. William appeared to hurt himself trying to dive into third base. He would stay in the game, but that squashed the rally. It remained scoreless, and then the Giants took advantage of that momentum. Got the first 3 batters on base in the bottom of the sixth against Freddie, and it started with a Willie Adames single against his best friend. Jung-Hoo Lee singled. Matt Chapman came from 0-2 behind in the count to walk. And that knocked Peralta from the game. Nobody out, bases loaded, and Wilmer Flores did it again. A 2-run single to greet Nick Mears. It was then 2-0. But after a strikeout, Mears looked like he would escape without further damage when Lamont Wade hit a ground ball to Bryce Terang. But Terang uncharacteristically bobbled the ball for an error that scored a run. And then it was 3-0. He still had two men on base. After another strikeout, Christian Koss hit a ground ball towards short, and Joey Ortiz, trying to make a rangy play, threw the ball wide. That was an error that scored another run. So you had two runs score on a play that had a Brewers error, one by Terang, one by Ortiz. It was 4-0 Giants. And you're just rarely going to see Terang and Ortiz each make an error in the same inning. And that ended up being very costly because in the ninth inning, it was still 4-0. Ryan Walker, the Giants' closer, though, gave up a single, and a hit batter. Hoskins, pinch hitter Jake Bowers, Durbin were all on base, and Bryce Terang was at the plate.
Walker's 2-2 pitch. That is a fly ball down the left field line. Ramos is back on it. It is over his head and hits the warning track and bounces into the tunnel. It is a ground rule double for Terang, and the Brewers have two on the board, and they've got the tying run in scoring position with just one away, and Cherio coming to the plate.
Oh, what a big swing by Terang, who had three more hits tonight after four yesterday. Camilo Doval then replaced Ryan Walker. You heard the scenario there from Lane, and it looked like the Brewers had a chance to tie this game, but Doval was brilliant. He struck out Cherio on three pitches. Christian Yelich grounded to second to end the 4-2 San Francisco win. Doval has saved each of the wins in the series. We'll come back and get you ready for Game 4 and a Tobias Myers expected start. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
20 WTMJ.
Giants hold on 4-2. Logan Webb, 6 1/3 scoreless innings today to get the victory. He is the ace of the Giants staff, and we saw why here tonight. San Francisco's won two of the first three games of the series. The crew pitching staff ended up with 7 ortho ASAP strikeouts in this one. It began with a Freddy Peralta start, 5 scoreless innings before things got away in the sixth. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Tomorrow, game 4 of the series, Brewers will try to get a split against a team that's got one of the best records in Major League Baseball, Giants, with this victory tonight. They just improved to 16-9. Well, Tobias Myers, who's dealt with that oblique injury in spring training, went through the minor league rehab assignments. He is now ready to be activated. There'll have to be a roster move. We'll see what that is in the morning, but Myers is expected to go. Landon Roop who's pitched very well recently for San Francisco, will get the ball against him. Pair of right-handers. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer. We're on the air with the On Deck Show, built by Menards, at 2:10 Central Time. So an afternoon broadcast coming your way by the Bay. First pitch, 2:45. For my partner, Lane Grindle, and producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld, we remind you again, the score, San Francisco 4, Milwaukee 2. From Oracle Park, you've been listening to this presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
I never considered myself to be a heavy drinker. At first, I only drank with friends, then to get through the day. I hit rock bottom when I realized I was choosing alcohol over my family. That's when I made the call. With my doctor's help, I was diagnosed with alcohol use disorder. Now, I'm getting to the root of my addiction and finding better ways to cope.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
One, two, three.
Good love. Good love. Good love. Good love. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
I never considered myself to be a heavy drinker. At first, I only drank with friends, then to get through the day. I hit rock bottom when I realized I was choosing alcohol over my family. That's when I made the call. With my doctor's help, I was diagnosed with alcohol use disorder. Now, I'm getting to the root of my addiction and finding better ways to cope.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
It's been coming for some time. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano, saying only Congress can impose tariffs outside of, quote, an unusual and extraordinary threat from abroad. A dozen states are suing the Trump administration in the U.S. Court of International Trade. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum looks at the case.
California brought its own lawsuit last week, but filed it in federal court. This case is before the Court of International Trade, but the argument is the same. President Trump's tariffs on foreign imports has had a disastrous impact on local state economies and constitutes presidential overreach.
The CEOs of Walmart, Target, and Home Depot met this week with President Trump, telling him his tariffs are too high. Bert Plickinger of the Strategic Resource Group advises big retailers.
There's anywhere from 3 to 6 months lead time between the manufacturing, shipping on the ocean, and getting it delivered and distributed over here. And for holiday, going into back to school, Halloween, and Christmas, Hanukkah holidays, it's up to 8 months lead time.
Former U.S. Army intelligence analyst Corbin Schultz was sentenced to 7 years in prison for selling sensitive national defense information to a foreign national believed connected to the Chinese government. CBS's Jake Rosen reports it happened shortly after Schultz received a top secret clearance.
He was paid approximately $42,000 for that information, including his Army unit's operational order before it was deployed to Europe in support of NATO, technical manuals for multiple aircrafts and ballistic missile systems, and information on Chinese military tactics and People's Liberation Army rocket force that the U.S. intelligence systems have.
Court documents say Schultz handed over information for 2 years. Thousands of people have passed through St. Peter's Basilica to pay their respects.